Now, Evangelist Winston Time.
Thank you. The Word of God at chapter 2, verse 14. Who gave himself for us that he might redeem us from all iniquity and purify unto himself a people for his own possession, zealous of good works. The word redeem means to buy back again. It implies that something has been sold. Mankind has been sold, and for this reason, is not under its original ownership. A number of questions are suggested by the text, such as, who was the first owner? Who sold the race? Who bought it? What price was paid? And who is the Redeemer? Answer to these questions are found in the Word of God. The whole Bible, from Genesis to Revelation, is an unfolding of the scheme of redemption. The history of man in the Garden of Eden reveals that man was placed in an environment conducive to happiness and eternal joy. The tragedy of his fall and the glory of his redemption is a theme so thrilling that angels desire to look into it. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 12. Who was the first owner? God is the owner because it was he who created man in his own image and likeness. He placed Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden. The only prohibition was designed to test their faith in the Word of God. The fruit of one tree must not be eaten. To eat would be sin. For this reason, God had said, in the day thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die. Who sold the race? Who bought it? What price did he pay? Remember, the serpent's proposition to Eve was a promise. God said, ye shall not eat of it, neither shall ye touch it, lest ye die. But the serpent said, ye shall not surely die. For God doth know that in the day ye eat thereof, then your eyes shall be opened, and ye shall be as gods, knowing good and evil. Genesis chapter 3, verses 3 through 5. This was a tempting offer and a great price. The woman sold herself into sin, and the man followed her. Adam and Eve sold themselves to Satan. They received the price in the form of a promise, but it was a promise that Satan could not fulfill. Because of this, Jesus said, he is a liar and the father of it. John chapter 8, verse 44. The first sin in the Garden of Eden brought physical death upon all of Adam's posterity. Adam's sin made men die. But it did not make them sinners. The doctrine of total hereditary depravity is the belief that infants are born sinners. From this arose the practice of infant baptism. Sin cannot be transmitted, for sin is the transgression of the law. 1 John chapter 3, verse 4. Whoever violates the law is a sinner. His act makes him alone the sinner. Before a child becomes a sinner, it must be old enough to understand a law and transgress it. Until then, it needs no baptism nor church membership. The effects of sin may be transmitted, and all should love our young people enough not to entail disease or shame upon them as a result of bad habits and criminal acts. The act of sinning is called a sale. No one sins without expecting to receive something in exchange. ultimately, but always, the sinner is the loser. The race has sold itself into sin, and having been sold into death by Adam, we are now faced not only with physical death, but spiritual death as well. Sad spectacle, once the property of God, now owned by the devil. If man is to be redeemed, sin and death must be overcome. Both reason and the Bible agree that man cannot accomplish this alone. Man without additional strength is helpless to save himself from sin. It is written, when we were yet without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly. Romans chapter 5, verse 6. Christ's death gives the strength so that every man can save himself from sin. Christ is the Redeemer who gave himself for us that he might redeem us. In giving himself, Jesus shed his blood, for without the shedding of blood, there could be no remission of sin. Hebrews chapter 9, verse 22. Peter reminds Christians that they were redeemed, not with corruptible things, as silver and gold, but with the precious blood of Christ. 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 18, 19. Jesus paid the price for our redemption. He gave his life, his blood. The angel announced his name as Jesus, giving as a reason he shall save his people from their sins. The blood of Christ was shed to effect man's redemption. Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures is a leading sentence in the gospel of Christ. Jesus crucified was all that Paul knew among the Corinthians, 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 2. It is not according to the Bible that a man should exalt the life of Christ and omit that he tasted death for every man, Hebrews chapter 2, verse 9. Jesus Christ is set before the eyes of men as crucified among them. Whosoever will may come to this fountain and be cleansed from sin. It was after Jesus had paid the price by his death on the cross that the apostles were sent to every creature. They were told to preach the gospel of redemption. They were told to preach and baptize. Mark the 6th chapter, verses 15 and 16. All of the believers were baptized in order to be saved. This is the way a man saves himself. He believes and obeys the gospel. Preaching the gospel is fundamental, not incidental. Men who know and believe the gospel have always signified their acceptance of it by repenting of their sins and by being buried with Christ in baptism. Being then made free from sin, they became servants of righteousness. Romans chapter 6, verse 18. Christ has purified unto himself a people for his own possession. They are no longer their own. Whether we live, therefore, or die, we are the Lord's. Romans chapter 14, verse 8. He died for all, that they who live should not henceforth live unto themselves, but unto him who died for them and rose again. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 15. Our redemption from sin and the purification of a people for his own possession must be accomplished in this life. Now is the acceptable time. Today is the day of salvation. There is no post-mortem gospel revealed. Procrastination is a thief of time. The Apostle Peter urged his listeners to save themselves from a crooked generation. Acts chapter 2 and verse 40. this people for his own possession, purified, redeemed, and saved through the redeeming blood of Jesus, by obedience to the truth, must die. They are a part of Adam's posterity. It is appointed unto man once to die, but after this, the judgment. Hebrews chapter 9, verse 27. Hades must rule over them forever, unless there is a Redeemer from the grave. Christ, whose blood cleanses from sin, is that Redeemer from the grave. Mankind must die unconditionally and will be raised from the dead unconditionally. But the redemption from sin is conditional. This is true because the individual sells himself. It is his transgression of law. It follows then that he must accept the ransom. The person cleansed by the blood of Christ and after death is redeemed from the grave by the resurrection of Christ will be free from the effects of sin. What a glorious thought! Bought back to God. I have heard it said that when we get to heaven, we will be angels. The Bible does not say that we will be angels. Christians want to be redeemed men. God loves most what cost him most. God will love a redeemed man more than an angel, for the man will cost him more. Do you believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God? He said, "He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved." Will you accept of him and be saved? God bless you, my friend.